Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hey, sorry, I'm back. I'm sorry. All right, hopefully we don't get disconnected this time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank everyone for being on the call. So far this is working, thank God. We have Dr. Chester Reed from Eagle Edge on the call today. He is our church specialist, our church lender. And Chet, really at this time, I know we're all pressed for time, especially you, since you have to go 3:30 Eastern Standard Time and 12:30 your time. But why don't you just take it away, kind of give your background and whatever you want to tell us about church financing.
Well, Megan, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be included with your many brokers throughout the nation. Well, I want to say to the group, first of all, we will be able to take a few Q&A questions here in a bit, but I will tell you, first of all, you are linking up with someone through Megan that understands church finance herself, and we have closed projects together. And she's extremely detailed. She's one of the few brokers that I currently work with that really have some real skills. And so I appreciate being part of her team and helping you as well as you work with Megan for church financing. Well, I will tell you just a few things. I do have another call coming in, but so do you. So let me just do this. Let me tell you, church financing is a great area in which to be involved in. It's a $38 billion industry annually in the area of finance. It's not the simplest area or a loan to close. Working with churches and nonprofits can be challenging but rewarding. And so I will tell you that we don't do a lot of other things. We do one thing. We do churches and nonprofit financing. We don't do other things. We focus on what we really know. Now, what I'll tell you about Eagle Edge Foundation is you can find us on the internet. We're at www.eagleedgefoundation.org. You'll find some information there. It's limited in what's there because what we do is much broader than what our website even talks about. I do think that we're uniquely positioned to assist churches. I've pastored for 11 years at a local church. And then I had an opportunity to serve the largest Protestant denomination in the United States in their financing division for 17 years. I've helped secure over $1.5 billion for churches and nonprofits over about the last 20-25 years. So this is our focus. If I said to you there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to church financing, I think I've seen it all. And so we do know how to close projects. Now, I don't want to give you the impression that every project can be closed because it can't. But if it can be closed, if it needs creativity, if it needs structure, we really are up for that kind of a task. That's where we really do shine. My business partner is Thomas Fontana. He brings a very strong real estate development side to the work that we do. And so churches and nonprofits are really what we know, and we're very comfortable in working and helping them get funded. I will tell you the kind of projects that we do best and we do the most of. We work with projects that have the very best credit possible in the industry, and we work with those that have some of the absolute worst credit there is in the industry. We do not shy away from projects that have liens on them or IRS problems or property tax problems. There are ways to cure and deal with those things, so we don't shy away from those kind of projects. If you need creativity and structure in a project, this is ours. We can do interest only. I will tell you that we do a variety of things. So because church financing, if all you have is one thing to offer, you'll limit your ability to close projects. So we are a direct underwriter for smaller projects. Smaller projects to us are typically $500,000 and less, although we have funded beyond that from time to time. We also are church bond underwriters. We do have the ability to do that as well, and there's a time and a place for those, and we don't do as many of those, but we do have the ability. We also have the ability to do member-dependent notes, which is relatively, it's not new, but it's an additional way to help take projects that are that have some difficulty being funded, perhaps by a direct bank. And we allow that. It provides for members to participate in helping to fund a loan. It gives them skin in the game, and that is the key in getting church financing today. There's got to be skin in the game. I will tell you that we have banking relationships, so I don't, when I have a project, I don't scurry around trying to find somebody to fund it. I know exactly where to go with any kind of project I have if I need outside participation. So those are the things that we do. We do work nationally. There are no states in which we don't work, and we enjoy our work, and we enjoy working with good brokers. So, Megan, with that said, I'm open to some Q&A if you'd like.
Yeah, let me just open up to them real quick. Chet, I was just wondering real quick, do you think we should just go over maybe real quick some, like, general rules to, like, church lending guidelines? I mean, I know there's not really any rules, but the main rule you've always taught me on church financing is, you know, the three times rule, which, you know, I didn't realize until we did our first rule together.
Yeah, well, some general guidelines for church lending are these. Your debt to income, 3 to 4 times. The closer you stay to three, the best. That's where you'll get your best rates. I will tell you that debt coverage ratio is very important, depending on how we do it, which source we use. If you need something more conventional, you're probably going to need to be around 1.2 to 1.25 to 1 on debt coverage. Loan-to-value, depending on how we fund again, will range anywhere from 50% to 100%. I've done some 100% projects. I can talk to you about how to do those. It does take participation from the membership. I'll tell you the biggest challenge that we have in church financing is getting good financial documents. Very important that the church up front provides good church prepared financials if at all possible. That can cost you lots of time if they're not done well. Was that what you were looking for, Megan?
Yeah, just basically some general stuff. So what I'm going to do real quick is just unmute everyone because I kind of put everyone on mute just so, you know, if someone's in any background noise, doesn't interrupt our host. Just unmute everyone just to see if anyone has any questions for you. And guys, please, church financing is a very unique niche segment of lending. No question is a silly question. Everyone is unmuted, guys. Did anyone have any just general questions about church financing? Go ahead.
Yes. This is Chris in Florida. Thank you for this call. I appreciate it. Question, do you finance churches that have schools attached to them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have a question, Megan.
Go ahead. Guys, jump in.
Do you only do churches, or do you do, like, any other religious, places of worship, so to say?
Sure. I have some restrictions with some of the things that I do, but we can do churches, we can do synagogues, we can do a variety of those kinds of what you would fall under the heading of a church.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. All right, thank you.
What about just like a general nonprofit, Chet? Do you guys?
I'm doing a college in Georgia for about $13 million. I do a Christian college probably about every a year or two. Christian camps, nonprofits in general. They generally are best if they're religious nonprofits, but they don't have to be. So anything in that nonprofit religious kind of a segment,
we can fund it. We really don't care what it's for. It could be for land. It could be for a purchase. It could be for renovations. It could be for capital improvements. It could be improving your balance sheet. There's really not any limits on what that loan can be used for.
I have a quick question for you, because me and you only ever worked on hard money loans together. What about permanent financing? Do you guys, if it was a small balance, would you directly do a permanent financing, or maybe just try to take them to a bank or something?
Well, I've got several options. I will tell you, I just closed 2 weeks ago in West Virginia for a smaller church. They were purchasing land and using our member dependent note process. They ended up with a 5-year loan at 1.98% fixed for 5 years. Now that is a whale of a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's because they helped make it happen. But again, we've got the avenues to the banks for those that are bankable. We don't go search for them. We know exactly where to go, because we have the relationships already.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I just kind of wanted to note real quick on the and everyone, all the reps on the phone. We have a great turnout today too. That you know, a lot of times what you will experience if you are dealing with a church is that depending on who their banking relationship is, there's a lot of banks out there right now that just don't want to do loans to churches. And I think the majority of the reason is, and I know Ted, you probably run into this every day, is that I'm sure banks just don't want to have the bad publicity of ever having to foreclose on the church. You know, it's going to give them kind of a bad light name. And Chet, me and you worked on that one file where the bank did foreclose on the church. And it just caused nobody, unfortunately, wanted to lend to that church anymore. So it's nonprofit financing is a very, very niche industry, because no lender really wants to be, you know, in the news for foreclosing on a nonprofit, whether it's a church or any nonprofit. So it's such a very niche segment of lending. It is hard to get these companies funding. Chet is the person I always go to on a church or nonprofit loan. Again, if it's under $500,000, he can be the direct lender on it. If it's not under $500,000, that's fine. You know, he can point us in the right direction on where we want to go. Guys, do you have any quick questions for Chet? All right, I don't think we have any more. Go ahead.
Megan, I'm sorry. Can you just clarify what was the minimum loan amount?
I never stated a minimum. I will tell you, my minimum direct lending is $50,000.
Minimum direct. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I really don't have it. I really don't have a maximum. We can do projects up to $10 million without too much difficulty. When you get over $10 million, I will tell you, you're getting in some rare air, and it really has to be pretty stellar. But that takes in that takes in 98% of the churches in America.
And on average, I know every deal is different, but on average, could you just give us an idea of how long it will take to close a church deal?
Yeah, that's a good question, especially from this group. This is not residential kind of funding, as you can imagine. It's commercial funding. And you can do them. They can be done quicker. I've done them as quick as 10 days, but that's really the exception. Don't be surprised. 75 to 90 days is not out of line, because we're all motivated to close as quickly as we can. We will, but it's oftentimes a documentation kind of an issue, getting everything you need from the borrower. So from the time I get an application and a consulting agreement in place, or whatever it is we're needing to do, it can take 60 to 90 days, even to get an appraisal because when you get appraisals, you need them from people who really have done and understand churches. That can take you 3-4 weeks in itself. So you can really burn some time on some of these items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ted, do you want to just talk real quick about kind of your member-dependent notes process? Because I think that's really interesting, and me and you are working on a deal like that right now. I mean, we can even give them a scenario. This church, the amount of money they need for the one we're working on now, with actually one of our reps, Roberto is the one that brought that. He is one of our internal loan reps. That's how I got that deal. I sent it to one of my internal reps, sent it to me. But, you know, they don't qualify, and this is kind of the process we're going through with them.
Sure. Our member-dependent note process is used several times. It can be used for those who really want the absolute lowest interest rate. But to do it, what happens is instead of funding it using our funds directly or going to a bank and getting the money, we allow the members to invest or loan their investment dollars to the church or nonprofit to fund their loan. Now that gives them the ability then to keep rates down. It gives the members the opportunity to earn the interest rate instead of another lending institution. But more important is that it takes a project that would not be bankable, but because the members are willing to come in and fund a subordinated loan, you now all of a sudden have a loan that our banks look at and go, yes, that's outside the norm, but because the church has so much skin in the game, I mean, the one we're working on now is going to have $700,000 of member-dependent notes in it, subordinated to a First Trust Deed bank loan. Now that project is the way to get projects done. And so these member dependent notes, because they have member participation, take many projects that you will run across that won't be closed any other way. This gives you the ability to close those loans. That's good for you, and that's good for the nonprofit as well. So it's the ability for members in the church to use their IRA money or cash they've got sitting in the bank. They're not making any money on it anyway. It's if it's in the bank, it's making very little. If they're sitting in IRA accounts, probably making very little. And so it's a way to help their church and help themselves with a good way to return. And you will close on projects that you simply could not close any other way. So it's a great way to help everybody all around.
Yeah, it's definitely a win-win. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do you do new construction?
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
If it's for a church or nonprofit, you can't think of a use that we can't do.
And I just want to share a quick story, Chet, and I know you got to go. Actually, me and Chet closed a loan in March for a church that needed. They were selling their church. They were buying another church and rehabbing that church. And the borrower started rehabbing the second church that they were going to buy before they actually owned the church. And that obviously created a problem with free and clear title because we couldn't prove what they've done to it since it was being passed from the seller to the buyer. And it was a totally crazy deal. But I remember, Chet, I remember when the borrower called me and told me, we started rehabbing this property. And I was like, why would you do that? You don't own it yet. We got it done. So if there is a church deal anyone has, I can tell you guys, Chet can definitely get it done. We can get it done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that was a good one to be done. But here's what we need for being able to get you some information quickly on your projects. Need 3 years financials with balance sheets, income and expense summaries. So if you were to call me, I would say to you, I'd like to have 13, 14, 15, and year-to-date 16. That would be what I'd like to have. And then I need a brief summary that tells me this is what the project is, this is what the loan request is. Megan's got a great little one pager that she uses. I'm assuming she'll be glad to share that with you, that she provides for me. And then I'm able to look at what the request is, look at those financials, and get back with you what a couple of the best options are on how to complete the project. If you like that, then I like to get on a call with you and talk to that borrower. It puts you in a position of strength because you've actually brought the lender to the phone for the call, and Megan and I can help you, you know, coordinate and do all that. We'd be glad. That's the way to get a project done. Give me the data. Give me some financials. Tell me what it is you need, and I'll give you the options.
Okay. Chet, thank you so much. Guys, Chet has to go in about 3 minutes, but I just want to see if anyone had any other quick questions real quick. All right. Chet, just wanted to say thank you so much once again for taking your time out of the day and spending it with our group. We had a great turnout today. So thank you again so much for the phone call. And, again, all of our church loans, we will ship right over to you.
Okay. Thanks so much, Megan. Hope your group does well today.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.